absolutely rip and more people should know about them. So if you
where Wolseley hippies and West End punks can get along. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
When the ending comes. The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
The replacements, goddamn, it's amazing. They've been praying for my downfall. Pray the day never comes up. Dark night in the veil.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Richmond, and you're now listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
That summer feeling, that summer feeling. When there's things to do.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
Me and them. Me and you. Me and myself. Nobody else. Stuck here. Drinking myself to an early grave. Getting great.
Thank you. Hey there. Ho there. Hi there. Welcome, dear listeners, old and new. You're tuned in to On My Way Home, hosted by none other than me, your favorite Winnipeg librarian, Justin Fuhr, broadcasting live here from the CKUW studios, 95.9 FM in the heart of the continent, Winnipeg, Manitoba, in the heart of the city on the campus of the University of Winnipeg, up here on the fourth and a half floor in the CKUW studios. We're also broadcasting online at ckuw.ca for all you streamers out there. Off the top of the show, we heard local band Tired Cossack. That was Dollywood. Now, according to We All Want Someone to Shout For.org, quote, it blends elements of indie rock and alt country with a whiplash blend of indie rock and punk that builds up to a powerful climax with a funky and oddball spirit of its own. End quote. They also compare Tired Cossack, or at least the song, single, Dollywood, to Foxygen and Orville Peck. I don't think I would disagree. All right. This week on the show, got you till 9 p.m. We're going to hear some local bands. We're going to hear some Canadian indie music, indie rock, alternative music. I got some local stuff. I got some Canadian stuff. You won't hear anything outside our international borders. Our national borders? You won't hear anything outside of our borders. I'll tell you that. That's pretty much all I got to say. Got some Hut, got some Tack and Black for all you Daniel Romano heads out there. Got some Secret Beach. We got some Amos the Kid. We even got an old Yukon Blonde song. They're still releasing music. I can't believe it. I haven't listened to them in a long time, but I did like their debut album. Also got some Constantines for all you con heads out there. I know there's a lot of you out there. Stay tuned for that. We got the On My Way Home Word of the Week. I mean, what could you possibly be doing that you'd want to turn the show off? Crack open your favorite cold beverage. Sit back and relax. You deserve it. All right, we're going to start off this set with some Attack and Black, some Hut, and the Acorn. This is Attack and Black with Half Moon on the City High on CKUW 95.9 FM. Enjoy.
She said, come and sit beside me, babe. It's time that you were cold. Down the interstate. I will make my land to comfort you. Arch precision.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to On My Way Home. We broadcast live on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm Justin, your host. We got some Booker T in the background with a little Hey Ya instrumental version. All right, we just heard the Acorn. That was Glory. That was off Hope. Glory Mountain. Three words. Three words with the song title coming smack dab in the middle there. Bit of a glory sandwich, if you ask me. That one goes out to Shelby and Thomas enjoying some pad thai out there in the West End of Winnipeg. But I mean, really, everyone can enjoy that song. I gotta tell you, the Acorn. Love that album, Hope, Glory, Mountain. Great album. I saw them Oh my god. It's actually Glory Hope Mountain. I got the album title completely screwed up there. Glory Hope Mountain. So a bit of a hope sandwich there in the middle. Saw them at Folk Fest back in 2008. It was a dry, hot Sunday afternoon. You know, we'd been at the festival for what seemed like weeks at that point, but really it was something like 4 or 5 days out there. You know, the festival's winding up. You got your Ray Davies on the main stage from the Kinks. And then you got the Acorn, a plucky little Canadian indie rock outfit, playing at the Big Blue Stem. Heck of a show. I don't recall it being that that busy, actually. Maybe it's because it was Sunday. Maybe it's because it was hot. Maybe it's because Ray Davies was playing on the main stage. But I gotta say, for those who were there, you probably remember it. Maybe you don't, actually. I have no idea. Okay, before that, we heard Hut Hut. Local band Hut Hut. Used to live directly next door to the lead singer. Little fun fact there. That was Secret Handshake. That one's off their album Hut Hut Hut. And we started that off with Attack in Black. That was Half Moon on the City High. That's off their Split album. It's split between Attack in Black, Straight in the Middle. Well, on one side, and then split straight in the middle with Baby Eagle on the other. Don't believe either are making music, but it's good stuff. Okay, so speaking of Attack in Black, now Attack in Black consisted of, well, there's four members, but two of the members, Daniel Romano and Ian Romano. Two brothers still making music with Daniel Romano and Daniel Romano's outfit. Now they recently have teamed up with celebrity chef and actor Maddie Matheson. And they made a brand new band called Pigpen. Now they also have Alexis on Fire's guitarist, I believe, Wade McNeil. Oh yeah, guitar. It's right here. Guitar. Lead guitar? I don't know. Anyways, they're playing a show next month in Toronto. Inaugural show. We'll see what that sounds like. Have no idea what their music is like. I could probably watch a teaser video that they released that has some of the music, but I don't have time for that. I got a radio show to host. So if someone out there wants to hop on Instagram and listen to their teaser video, get back to me. I have no idea what kind of music it is, but yeah, it sounds kind of cool. I'll be paying attention to that. All right, enough of that. We're totally switching gears. We're going to hear one from Amos the Kid. Then we're going to hear one from The Secret Beach. A couple local acts coming up here. This is Amos the Kid with What Did You Do? Actually, there's no punctuation in the song title, so it could be What Did You Do? What did you do? What are you doing? Anyways, this is Amos the Kid with What Did You Do? On CKUW 95.9 FM. Enjoy.
Everybody still can't stand behind. something to me. And I'm sorry.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to CKUW 95.9. Not quite at 96. 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is On My Way Home, the drive home show for when you're already home. We just heard from local band Field Guide. That was For Sure. For Sure there, bud. He came in hot. Playing that on a compact disc, and the levels were, holy cow, I don't know if that was Field Guide's mixing mastering work there, or I think it's just the equipment over here in the studio. Whoa, that came in hot. Anyways, that's, what was I saying? Oh yeah, that was For Sure. That's off his self-titled release there back in 2022. Dylan McDonald's project there. Highly recommend Field Guide. Pretty good there. I don't know. I don't know about you. I was having some Pink Floyd visions there. Just like extremely slight visions of Pink Floyd. Maybe it's a flashback. I don't know. I'm probably still flashing back to that Acorn show in 2008 at Big Blue Stem at the Folk Fest. The mushrooms still might be in my system. I don't know. Jury's out on that. Okay. Before that, we heard Micah Ehrenberg's project, The Secret Beach. That was LA Haircut. That's off their 2024, I believe, album, We Were Born Here. What's Your Excuse? Yeah. I will say not all of us were born here. And who among us hasn't thought about getting a haircut before visiting Los Angeles? Yeah, I mean, really. Okay, and before that, we heard Amos the Kid. That was What Did You Do? That's off Amos's album, Enough As It Was. good stuff with that one. All right. Yes, yes, we all know what that sound means. Yes, it's time for your favorite time of the week. Yet again, it's time for the On My Way Home word of the week. Now, this week's word, proclivity. Proclivity. Merriam-Webster is supposed to pronounce that for you. I'm pressing the button, but nothing's coming out. So, Merriam-Webster's got a bit of a problem here. Proclivity. It's a noun. It's an inclination or predisposition towards something. Especially a strong inherent inclination towards something objectionable. Ooh, yeah. Whoa. Whoa, didn't know we were getting into that at this time of day, but I guess we will. Okay, did you know? Quote, have you always had this leaning toward wanting to know about words and their etymologies? Why, yes, I have. That's why I have this segment. All right, maybe you even have a propensity to use the featured word several times in the course of the day. I feel like Merriam-Webster is speaking straight to my soul here. Okay. Due, of course, not to a proclivity for pretentiousness, but because you simply have a penchant for using a rich vocabulary. And perhaps you have a predilection for using lots of synonyms, such as proclivity, referring to a tendency usually towards something bad. Propensity, suggesting an often uncontrollable inclination. Penchant, meaning an irresistible attraction. And predilection, which describes a strong liking derived from one's temperament. End quote. Was that not great? Every once in a while, I'll stumble upon one of these Did You Know sections on Merriam-Webster's website, well, dictionary, but the online version. And they just twist these words up very cleverly, wittily even, and you just have to delight in whoever was writing this, and then you get to delight again by reading it with your eyes, with your ears, perhaps. In your case, but you just know, this is my favorite part. Well, I like that whole passage, but you just know that the person working at Merriam-Webster is completely, completely enjoying themselves as they write that out. It comes off the page. You have to know that. Anyways, every once in a while I stumble across one of these. This is one of them. I should probably record, have some kind of a list, and then just have a whole show where I read them all. I might start doing that. All right. Okay. For all you con heads, we got some Constantines, and then we got an oldie but a goodie from Yukon Blonde. Actually, I should say an oldie, but one of their only goodies. I should say that. I'm really only a fan of their first album. If you've even heard of Yukon Blonde. Anyways, it's good Canadian indie rock. So this is Constantines with Goodbye Baby and Amen. On CKUW 95.9 FM. Enjoy. Thank you.
for the break of this new year. Strange wonders from the kingdom disappear.
Hey there, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That would be CKUW.
Wind blows, can you hear the wind blow? Listen to the raindrops outside of my window. Wind blows, can you hear the wind blow? Listen to the raindrops outside of my window.
to the raindrops outside of my window.
Welcome back. That was Daniel Romano and his outfit with You Saw Me in Sunshine. That's off 2023, I believe, Too Hot to Sleep. Actually, I believe it came out last year. Before that, we heard Yukon Blonde. That was Wind Blows. That's off their self-titled debut album, Yukon Blonde. And we started it off with Constantine's, one off their sophomore album, Shine a Light, released way back in 2003. That was Goodbye Baby and Amen. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. To quote John K. Sampson, before we say goodnight, dear listeners, just to let you know about all of your incentives that you earned with your hard-earned donations down here to the station for Fund Drive, our annual fundraiser for CKUW. You can pick up your incentives from Into the Music in the Exchange District. I believe it's on McDermott Ave. I don't have the address, but Into the Music, starting Friday, March 21st. They're there from 11:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. And then again, Saturday, March 22nd, 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And then the following day, Sunday, March 23rd, 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., They gotta get their beauty sleep before Monday hits again. I gotta say that. Probably the record store is only open till 5 or so. So Friday and Saturday, March 21st and 22nd, 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Sunday, March 23rd, 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. If you cannot make the incentive pickup, you can arrange to pick up your incentives at the CKW studios. You just got to call into the station or email our station or program manager, and they can arrange a time for you to pick up your incentives from the station here. All right, it's time to say a fond farewell and a long goodbye for another week. This has been On My Way Home for this Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Justin, and we broadcast live on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city that's made of what's real, Winnipeg, Manitoba, of course, and online at CKUW.ca. I'll be back next week, same day, same time, and of course, same host. They just can't get rid of me. I'm going to leave you with two songs. We'll try to hear as much as we can of both of them, but first up is Fold Paper. This is Medical Jargon, and then after that, we'll hear Meadows with Caught. Till next week.